रात्रेभ्यो मेनं तदतां ब्रवीर्यम् उपेक्षया गेदितमप्रमत्तः गुरोर्हरिश्चारणोपासनास्त्रो जाहि व्यलीकं स्वयमात्मघोषम्
A controlled mind is the greatest enemy of the living entity. If one neglects it or gives it a chance, it will grow more and more powerful and will become victorious. Although it is not factual, it is very strong. It covers the constitutional position of the soul. O King, please try to conquer this mind by the weapon of service to the lotus feet of the spiritual master and of the supreme personality of Godhead. Do this with great care. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. There is one easy weapon with which the mind can be conquered. Neglect. The mind is always telling us to do this or that. Therefore, we should be very expert in disobeying the mind's orders. Gradually, the mind should be trained to obey the orders of the soul. It is not that one should obey the orders of the mind. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that to control the mind, one should beat it with shoes many times just after awakening and again before going to sleep. In this way, one can control the mind. This is the instruction of all the Shastras. If one does not do so, one is doomed to follow the dictation of the mind. Another bona fide process is to abide strictly by the orders of the spiritual master and engage in the Lord's service. Then the mind will be automatically controlled. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed Srila Rupa Goswami, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavanji, Guru Krishna Prasari Bhai Bhakti Latabij. When one receives the seed of devotional service, by the mercy of the Guru and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one's real life begins. If one abides by the orders of the spiritual master, by the grace of Krishna, he is freed from service to the mind. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 11th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Jad Bharat, instructs King Rahugana. Jad Bharat, in the role of an avadhut, is instructing the great king, Rahugana, in the very basis of spiritual life, which is to control the mind. Srila Prabhupada has told us on so many occasions that yoga, or the process of reuniting with the Supreme Lord, is simply based on controlling the mind. It is described here that the mind is the greatest of all enemies if it is uncontrolled. The Vedic scriptures give us many wonderful examples to illustrate the great necessity of controlling the mind. It is described that just as a cunning hunter, when he has an animal in captivity, never trusts with faith that animal, knowing if there is a moment of inattentiveness, that animal will escape. Similarly, the mind, if we are inattentive
after engaging it in Krishna service, it will certainly escape and cause our ruination. Another graphic example is that the mind is compared to an unchaste woman. If one has an unchaste wife, one must be very careful not to trust her. Because if one gives leniency, she will begin to associate with paramours. And ultimately, those paramours will kill the husband. Similarly, a transcendentalist who wants to make spiritual progress must very carefully guard the mind. If we put faith or trust in our mind, the mind will begin to associate with the paramours of lust, envy, anger, pride, greed, and illusion. And those paramours will ultimately be the cause of the spiritual death of these practitioners. So to control the mind must be taken very, very seriously. Srila Prabhupada explains in Srimad Bhagavatam that when the mind is uncontrolled, it is like the wick of a lamp. When that wick is moving here and there, it makes the whole lamp black. And it loses its quality to give light. But when the mind is controlled properly, it is like the wick that is nicely stable, taking its nourishment from pure ghee, and then it gives illumination and light in all directions. Yato yato nishchalati manaschanchanamastaram. Wherever and whenever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. The mind is presenting so many propositions of how to enjoy. Srila Prabhupada explains, we must neglect the sound of the mind. We must never put faith in our mind. We must know for certain that our mind is our greatest enemy. It is explained in Bhagavad Gita, Indriyanam icharatam yan mano navadiyate tarasya harati pragya vayu navami vambashim. As a boat on the water is swept away by a strong wind, even one of the senses on which the mind focuses can carry away the intelligence of a man. This is a wonderful example, because we learn that this human form of life is compared to a boat. And it is meant to bring us across this great ocean of material suffering. And the spiritual master is the captain of that boat. The instructions of the Vedas are the favorable breezes. As long as our mind is faithful to following the instructions of the spiritual master, then we are always being pushed forward toward the spiritual world, floating on the top of this ocean by the instructions of the Vedas. But there are many other winds on this ocean. If we divert our attention, if our mind wanders away from the order of the spiritual master, then we are no longer guided by the favorable breezes of the instructions of the Vedas. Rather, we come in contact with the vicious winds of material energy. And like a boat on the water is swept away by such a wind, similarly, our human life is spoiled. And we sink deeper and deeper into the ocean of material existence. If we allow our minds to wander, even to one of the senses, for material enjoyment. There is a nice example of this, given in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, of how very careful we must always be, whoever we are, in whatever position, to keep our mind engaged in the service of Guru and Krishna. for even a little inattentiveness could mean great, great trouble to our spiritual lives. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling through South India, his servant was Kala Krishna Das. He was very simple and gentle Brahmin, very faithful to the Lord. They traveled to so many holy places. Kala Krishna Das was always at his side, ready to serve. They came to a particular province of South India where there were a band of very uncivilized, cruel people called the Bataharis. Srila Prabhupada explains the Bataharis were like traveling nomads who dressed themselves as sannyasis just to deceive people. But actually they were somehow getting so many women to join them and then using those women to allure other people to join them. And once they were allured, they became captured by the Bataharis. They could not escape. Kala Krishna Das happened to associate with the Bataharis. And due to that bad association, his whole mind became attracted. And early one morning, he left Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to join the Bataharis. Lord Chaitanya, understanding this, that same morning he went to the camp of the Bataharis. He spoke to them, "Why have you taken my Brahmin assistant? I am in the renounced order, and you are also in the renounced order. You have purposely taken my Brahmin assistant, and you have purposely given me great pain by doing so. I do not understand what logic there is to this." Upon speaking in this way, the Bataharis became very, very angry, and they picked up weapons like axes and swords and knives, and they came to cause harm to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As they were running toward him, the weapons fell from their hands and began to attack the Bataharis, cutting their limbs and their bodies to pieces. Whoever somehow survived just ran away, and there was just howling and crying and screaming and great chaos in the camp of Bataharis. Lord Chaitanya grabbed Kala Krishna Das by the hair and he took him with him. From this story, we can look deep into what is being said. Actually, we are all the eternal servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jivera Swarupoi Krishnara Nitya Das. It is the constitutional position of every living being to serve Krishna for his enjoyment. Ahoitaki aprati hata. The very nature of the soul is to engage in unmotivated, uninterrupted, selfless service to the Lord. But somehow or other, we have all been allured by Maya. And even we find that many people, after traveling through millions and millions of births in this material existence, finally, by the mercy of the Lord, come in contact with the spiritual master. The seed of bhakti is planted in their hearts and they engage in the process of devotional service. But still, Maya has her Bataharis everywhere, somehow or other trying to allure us away from the service of the Lord. The Bataharis were dressed as sannyasis. Generally, people respect and trust sannyasis. Similarly, Maya presents her agents in so many dresses so that we will trust them, so that we will have faith in them, so we will be off guard. Srila Prabhupada explains Even the personal servant who is in the direct association of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because of his inattentiveness, he was dragged away to chase after the women of the Bataharis. Srila Prabhupada explains, if Kala Krishna Das, the associate of Lord Chaitanya, could be dragged away by Maya due to inattentiveness, what is our position? How much we have to be very, very attentive in our spiritual lives. Otherwise, Maya is very strong, and she will present herself in so many ways through the mind. Therefore, never trust the mind. We should only trust Krishna and Guru and those who are repeating the message of Krishna and Guru. It is said that one who has implicit faith in the spiritual master in Krishna, all knowledge is revealed. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his causeless mercy, he came to rescue Kal Krishna Das. And when the Bataharis saw that the Lord personally came to take him away from them, they were victorious. They had taken him. But the Lord came saying, give him back. What did the Bataharis do? They attacked Lord Chaitanya. This is happening all over the world. We've all been captured by the Bataharis of Maya's agents. And Lord Chaitanya has descended in the form of the Hare Krishna movement. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, Lord Chaitanya's movement is taking so many people away from Maya. So what does the Bataharis do? They attack Lord Chaitanya. So similarly, there are so many attacks against the Hare Krishna movement, which is none different than Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So many attacks all over the world. With all their most efficient weapons, they are trying to attack this movement. But we should know for sure, in the end, the very weapons they are attacking will be the cause of their own destruction. Later on, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, he called Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And then he called Kala Krishna Das to a secluded place. Lord Chaitanya said to my dear Bhattacharya, please examine the character of this man. I brought him to travel with me in South India, and he left me to join the association of the Bataharis. Somehow or other, I rescued him and brought him back here. Now that he is back here, I am asking him to leave. He can go anywhere he wants, but I no longer take any responsibility for this man. Kala Krishna Das began to cry in great, great suffering. His heart was broken. And seeing Kala Krishna Das crying, Lord Chaitanya simply walked away to go to take his lunch. But the devotees had great compassion. Nityananda Prabhu, Jagadananda Pandit, Mukunda and Damodar Pandit, they were thinking how to be compassionate and keep him engaged in the service of the Lord. So they devised a plan. Lord Chaitanya has just returned after several years of traveling. Sachi Devi and the other Vaishnavas in Bengal are feeling great unhappiness and separation. Let us send Kala Krishna Das to perform the service of informing all of them that the Lord has returned to Puri. Then they will certainly come. So they asked Lord Chaitanya, Can we send a person to Bengal to inform Sachidevi, Advaitacharya, and the others of your arrival? Lord Chaitanya said,
do whatever you decide.
So they gave Kala Krishnadas a nice quantity of Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath, sent him to Bengal. When Kala Krishnadas came to Bengal, so much wonderful service he had in the association of devotees. Sachidevi, Advaitacharya, Srivas Thakur, Kolavecha Sridhar Rakreshwar Pandit, all these devotees he was describing, Mahaprabhu has returned. They were asking, please tell us his pastimes in South India. He was giving beautiful narrations and so much joy to the Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada explains in this regard that the devotees are more merciful than the Lord himself. When a person rejects the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord responds in reciprocation. Yeyathamam prapadyante tam stitaiva bhajamyaham mamabhartmanu bharatante manushya bharatasarvasham. As one approaches me, Krishna says, I will reveal myself according to him. If we leave Krishna, Krishna remains hidden from us. Therefore, there is no possibility of approaching Krishna directly once we have rejected him and come to this material world. However, Krishna empowers his servants, the devotees, with a higher level of compassion than he himself. We rejected Krishna, and therefore Krishna was utterly hidden from us. But Srila Prabhupada, he came into our lives, and he is sending his associates into so many people's lives to engage us again in the service of the Lord, to again connect us to the Lord through the process of bhakti. Narottam Das Thakur has prayed, Chadiya Vaishnava se nistara paichike. It is not possible to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead unless we become a humble servant of the Vaishnavas. In this wonderful verse, it is being explained, as long as we follow the dictations of our mind, we will be overcome. The pious and impious desires of the minds will provoke us to various forms of activity, and those activities will bind us into the laws of karma. And according to the karmic situation, our mind becomes more and more inflicted by material desires and attachments. And according to those afflictions, we have to transmigrate through 8,400,000 species of life. Why should we continue to trust the mind? The mind has cheated us, birth after birth after birth. Give up your faith. Put your faith in Krishna and his representatives. The mind induces us to serve our own desire to enjoy. We can overcome the mind only by engaging it in the service of the spiritual master and Krishna. Today is the disappearance day of Srila Ishwara Puri. In this story, there is the wonderful example of how when one becomes a very humble servant of the Lord's devotees, one gets all the benedictions of the Lord himself. Ishwara Puri was a great scholar, very elevated Vaishnava, the disciple of Srila Madhavendra Puri. When Madhavendra Puri was in his very old age, performing his pastime of disappearing from the world, he was so sick, so old and invalid, he could not stand up. He was laying in his bed, and Ishwara Puri, although such a great personality, understood that our only position in truth is to be a humble servant of the Lord. He served his Guru Maharaj so carefully that he cleaned the stool and urine of his Guru's body with his own hands, with great love and attention. And for the pleasure of his Guru, he was constantly chanting the holy names of Krishna, continuously reciting the wonderful pastimes of Krishna. He brought his spiritual master so much happiness by his humble and sincere service, by his great dedication, that Srila Madhavendra Puri gave him a benediction. May you be a great devotee and lover of Lord Krishna. And Madhavendra Puri, with tears of affection for his disciple, embraced Ishwara Puri. And due to this, it is explained by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, the same love of Madhavendra Puri's heart was manifesting through the heart of Srila Ishwara Puri. And even though Madhavendra Puri had so many great, great, learned, powerful disciples, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose Srila Ishwara Puri to be his own spiritual master, to show the world the greatness of one who is the humble servant of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya, when he met with Ishwara Puri in Navadvip, he was so eager to serve him. He brought him to his house and fed him. He would go to Gopinath Acharya's house each and every evening for 1 or 2 hours and just hear Ishwara Puri speaking from his book, Krishna Lilamrita. And when Ishwara Puri asked Lord Chaitanya, please help me to correct the mistakes in my book, Lord Chaitanya said, there can be no mistake in your books, because you are writing in love for Krishna. When a devotee is sincerely trying to glorify Krishna, Krishna is pleased. Only a great fool will find fault in such an offering of devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who finds fault with the sincere efforts of a devotee is condemned if that devotee is pleasing Krishna. Therefore, I can find no faults in your writing. Ishwara Puri was very happy to hear Lord Chaitanya's faith in the process of bhakti. He said, but please, please, help me to edit my book. So every day, Lord Chaitanya would hear the discussion of Krishna Lilamrita. One day, Lord Chaitanya said, actually, you are using the wrong verb in this particular sentence. It should not be atmanepada. So Ishwara Puri considered. Lord Chaitanya went home. That evening, Ishwara Puri very carefully considered what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. He considered it from every angle. The next day, when Lord Chaitanya came, Ishwara Puri said, actually, the word I used, atmanepada, is correct from all points of view. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had conquered the Digvijay Pandit, Keshav Kashmiri. Every one of the greatest scholars in Navadvip, which was the high seat of learning in all the world, trembled in fear when Lord Chaitanya would confront them for a debate. He was unconquerable. Even Saraswati told Keshav Kashmiri, I am the eternal servant of Lord Chaitanya. But yet to show example of how we should submissively hear and serve the great Vaishnavas, Lord Chaitanya accepted defeat before Ishwara Puri, and his heart was jubilant with happiness because he was conquered by his devotee. Lord Chaitanya is known as Bhakta Vatsal, because he always loves his devotees And he is always very happy to be subordinate to the love of his devotees. Therefore, madbhakta pujabhadika, there is no greater way to please the Lord than to please his devotees. Later on, Lord Chaitanya went to Gaya. Previous to this, he did not openly teach the Sankirtan movement, except in confidential places to someone like Tapan Mishra in Bangladesh. He appeared to be a scholar, and the devotees were constantly praying, Advaitacharya and others, please make me my pandit a Vaishnava. If he becomes a Vaishnava, he will make the whole world devotees. But Lord Chaitanya did not want to reveal his true glory of his mission until he took initiation and rendered humble service and received instructions from his spiritual master. In Gaya, when he met Srila Ishwarapuri, he fell at his feet. Ishwarapuri embraced him. Lord Chaitanya said, I have come to this holy place of Gaya. The fruit of my pilgrimage is now I am seeing a great Vaishnava. I am seeing Ishwarapuri. Please, my body belongs to you. Give me devotional service to Krishna. Later on, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Ishwarapuri to give him initiation. Ishwarapuri said, I will give you my whole life. I am surrendered to you. But if this is your desire, he gave him initiation. Lord Chaitanya prayed at the feet of his Guru Maharaj, please, my body is now your property. Give me entrance into the ocean of devotion to Krishna. One day, Lord Chaitanya had just cooked prasad for himself. Just as he was about to start to eat, Ishwarapuri happened to come to his house. Ishwarapuri laughed. He said, it appears I have come just at the right time. Lord Chaitanya said, please take this meal. Ishwarapuri said, that is your meal. Lord Chaitanya said, no, you take it. Ishwarapuri replied, divide it in half, we will both take together. Lord Chaitanya said, no, you take this meal. He sat Ishwarapuri down and served him very, very humbly with his own hands. He said, I will cook another meal for myself. Meanwhile, the goddess of fortune secretly cooked another meal for Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sacrificed his own meal to give it to his devotee. He who is the master of all creation is acting as the humble servant, feeding his devotee. After giving him prasad, he washed his Guru Maharaj's hands, helped him wash his mouth, gave him garlands and chewing spices, gave him a place to rest. He wanted to show the world that the only means of purification is to serve the Vaishnavas. To keep our mind always fixed in Krishna through service. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that the mind must always be kept in Krishna consciousness. In the morning we should beat it 100 times with shoes. First thing. And in the evening, before going to bed, we should beat our mind 100 times with broomstick. We can think a little about how we want to conjecture this, but a broomstick is used to clean. And what is the way of cleaning the mind in this age? The holy name is the broomstick that can clean the mind. So we must keep our mind always immersed in the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. And the shoes represent the lotus feet. When we approach the lotus feet, we are approaching the order and the service of that order. By always keeping the order of our guru as our life and soul, we must be resolute in purpose with great determination to keep the order of our guru, our life and soul. And what is that order? Srila Prabhupada has ordered us to always maintain our sadhana and our vows very, very carefully. Srila Prabhupada has explained, if anyone, whoever they may be, if they are not keeping their mind attached to the chanting of the holy names, Srila Prabhupada says, of all the instructions in all my books, the most prominent is to chant at least 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day. And Srila Prabhupada says, if one is not attentively chanting according to his vow, that devotee will become victim, could become a victim of Maya at any moment. So we must not only maintain very strictly the vow of chanting, but we must struggle to keep our mind attentive to the chanting. Trinadapi suniche natarorapi sahishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sada. If we practice this principle, the ultimate of all principles in devotional service, to be humble like a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree, to be ready to offer all respect to others and expect none in return, unless we struggle and strive to follow by this principle, Krishna will not give us the power, Kirtaniya Sadahari, to attentively chant the holy name constantly. And Srila Prabhupada has also given the instruction that we should spread this transcendental movement of Krishna consciousness throughout the world cooperatively. This is the order of the spiritual master. Spread the glories of the holy name in every town and every village. This is Lord Chaitanya's instruction. This is Srila Prabhupada's instruction. By following that instruction, we please Krishna. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado yasya prasada nagati kutopi. By following that instruction, we can receive the ultimate mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we try to manufacture our own ideas of how we will make spiritual advancement and we neglect the order of Srila Prabhupada, we will not please Krishna, and therefore we cannot make proper spiritual advancement. Charya Vaishnava Seva Nistaratvai Jageva. Srila Prabhupada has performed such sacrifice to give us Krishna. Will Krishna be pleased if we are not carefully following his heartfelt desires? On one occasion of the disappearance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, at the end of his lecture, Srila Prabhupada, with a choked voice and tears in his eyes, he pleaded with all of us that it is my Guru Maharaj's desire that this Krishna consciousness movement be spread. It is my life and soul. I am a very old man. Please help me with this mission of spreading Krishna consciousness. I could die at any time. But how to spread the mission of Krishna consciousness? Srila Prabhupada said, you can show your love for me by how you cooperate. Because unless there is a cooperative effort, the forces of Maya will break us apart like little sticks. Therefore, we must keep this order as the only means by which we will achieve real Krishna consciousness. To preach this message through book distribution, through prasadam distribution, through building wonderful communities, through our own exemplary behavior, to preach this message of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu That is our life, that is our soul, that is our only purpose, that is our only real, genuine connection to Krishna. And we must be very, very attentive to keep our minds constantly immersed in that service. And if any other ideas or instructions come through our mind, either from within or without, we must neglect it. Even if Maya appears in so many attractive dresses, the Bataharis came as sannyasis. Mind will identify so many of Maya's enemies as our friends, as our well-wishers, as our saviors, whether it be for material or spiritual purposes. We should never trust our mind. We should simply keep our mind completely fixed in the service of Guru and Krishna, in the mission of Guru and Krishna. We should keep our mind always fixed on this principle. And then we will be given the power to chant the holy name of the Lord purely. Beat the mind. Minimum 100 times in the morning with shoes and 100 times before going to bed with broomsticks. Keep the mind always immersed in service of Guru and Krishna. And the greatest of all the instructions that Srila Prabhupada has given us is to chant the holy names and propagate the glories of the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.